Many of you are aware of this, but I will point this out to our guests this morning, and we're delighted to have with us. When we receive our collections here on Sunday mornings, all of those collections are designated for what we call good causes or organizations in our community that are doing the kind of work that we feel advances our purposes and principles and goals as a liberal religious congregation. At the beginning of each month, usually if we stay on the schedule we try to observe, at the beginning of each month we ask a person from the organization or from the effort that we will be supporting for that month to come and speak a little bit about what this about what the collection for that month is going to be. So for the month of November, our outreach collection is going to the National Area Health Center and Gateways Community Services. To tell us a little bit about that program that we, I say, will be supporting over the next 4 weeks, we're happy to welcome here, in fact, to welcome back. I know she's been here with us before. Mary Ellen Durso. Mary Ellen?
Site director at the National Area Health Center. And before I get started, I just want to take a second and thank you for all your support over the years. This actually, from my memory, is the third time I've been here. And I kind of wanted to take a minute and share with you what some of your contributions have already done. The first time I came and spoke with you, I shared with you a little bit about our prenatal program. And because of your contributions, we were able to take some education information and translated into Spanish and Portuguese. And we actually, this went way bigger. We were actually able to get support from a state grant and got that funded, and the whole thing was funded, and it's actually being used throughout the whole state. It's actually online, and it's made a difference to people on a day-to-day, so I wanna thank you for that. Last year, I was here, and I shared with you a little bit about the fact that we're seeing many people who have the diagnosis of diabetes. And because of their situation, the cost of treating that was difficult for many individuals. Particularly, we can get meters at a reasonable cost, but the strips to test your blood sugar are fairly expensive. And you gave us some resources, and we were actually able to take those and actually go out and competitively price. And just to share with you, 144 meters were given out to people and over 250 strips to get the blood tests done were given out. That may sound very little, but it's not very little to the people that are getting them. These were things that they couldn't get before. So therefore, they couldn't get their diabetes in as well control. So I think it's important that you know that what you're doing is making a difference. Today I'm here, and I'm sorry, the person that does the majority of the work for this couldn't join us today, but she has an elderly mother that she's caring for, so she asked me to represent her. Her name is Barbara Weeks. She works for Gateway Community Services. She's an occupational therapist. And we see many, many families. Actually, we see about 5,300 or so people, and about 1,700 of that 5,300 are children under 18. And many of them are young families and have children under age 6. And what Barbara does is she works hand in hand with our clinical staff, particularly a lot of the doctors and nurse practitioners and midwives. And she does an assessment in order to determine whether the child or children in the family might have some developmental needs. And because of that, she's able to help those families out a lot earlier and get them into resources a lot earlier before it becomes a real challenge and frustrating for the family or the child. The Baby Step program provides a developmental screening for children birth through entry into school. And the assessment includes development, infant mental health, behavioral parent relationship, educational readiness, and early literacy. Some of her goals are to increase the child's developmental outcomes, increase access to prevention and early developmental behavioral programs, access to social and emotional behavioral health screenings, helping reduce the frustration and stress around children that are having challenges in learning and bringing supports to that family. She works hand-in-hand with many of the agencies in the community that help out children that maybe have some challenges. And this has helped in decreasing chances of abuse and neglect. So I want you to know what you have done and what you do here does make a difference on the day-to-day. This program has made a huge difference. And about last year, there was about 144 children that this made a difference in their lives and in their families' lives. So I just wanted to take the opportunity to say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary Ellen. Thank you for being back with us again and for speaking on behalf of the many days and weeks. So thank you so much for that to support now the Baby Steps program of the Nashua Area Health Center and Gatewood Community Services. Let us receive our outreach collection.